hang outside, I hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside. Bang outside, I hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside. Bang outside, hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside. Bang outside, hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside.
Yo.
What's popping?
Nothing. I was just telling Lynch about my COVID experiments.
What do you mean, your COVID experiments?
No, because I was telling him, because when you're, they say for you to isolate in your house, but the only way you can possibly breathe is if you are outside in like fresh air.
Yeah.
And that was the crazy part, because I would go to my garage and I could just breathe easily. I would feel at ease, but then right when back I was back in my room, I would just get stuffed up again because I was in the same germs and environment.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that helped to eat was like popsicles, because sore throat was not a joke. Pause, bro.
Boy, popsicles.
Yo, anything cold, bro. Anything cold.
Cold water. Why not cold water? Yeah, I was about to say, just drink your cold water.
Well, what's water, fam? What's water taste like?
Exactly.
I love water. I don't know why, yo.
Hey man, only so much fucking water I could drink in one day.
100%.
And it's funny because when you're locked in, it's like, yo, I just want to go out. But when you're not, I think it's the idea of having the freedom that you can just go wherever you want, whenever you want.
Yeah.
But when you're locked inside and you're supposed to stay inside, it's just like, damn, that shit stinks.
No.
Well, you left your crib.
Well, the isolation got cut down to 5 days, yeah.
Okay.
So they called you and they said, yo, you can go outside now?
Well, no, mm-hmm. the hospital called.
They definitely didn't say that.
you just seen the article and you're like, okay, so bad.
Yeah. Then my brother said, you read the whole thing? I'm like, nah, I just seen it. He's like, yeah, it starts Friday. I'm like, oh, I'm outside though. My isolation is done tomorrow anyways.
Like today at 12 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, that's right before the New Year's, eh?
Yeah. Sir, come on now. At least we're not in Montreal, yo. They're going through.
Oh, man. Buddy, man.
They 5 might as PM well tomorrow, eh?
Yeah,
that's so crazy, man.
They might as well all have COVID because the way they're locked in is nuts.
Yeah, it's wild over there.
Yeah, as we're planning on going to Montreal for New Year's, probably too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was planning to go to Quebec still.
Oh, yeah. Stay here. You don't need to go out. But yeah, the one thing I would say is just about the vaccine. I don't know if that shit worked or not, but I'm glad I got the vaccine because it wasn't that bad at all. Because it's kind of strange because I was like, it was kind of like I had three bad days. The fourth day I woke up and I was like, I feel fine. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
And that, yeah, I just couldn't like figure out how it just went and left my body.
Huh.
Yeah. So, hey, man.
Out of the COVID protocol.
Yeah, yo.
No more game time decision.
No. Hey, man, if Carson Wentz can play on Sunday, I'm good. Shit. These men trying to play positive players.
Facts.
So stupid. But how y'all been? How you guys doing? How's the Christmas go? How's everything with the family? Everybody blessed?
Yeah, everybody's blessed. It's me, my sister, my dog, bro. Parents in Ghana, they're living life. They're blessed.
The bills, eh? The bills are piling up.
Reminds me, I gotta fucking pay this heat bill right now.
Crazy, hey, man. Turn the heat down. Who turned the heat up? Turn the heat down.
Gotta pay for this dumbass furnace.
You're that guy now, eh? Shit.
That guy, man.
Yeah, I'm good, though. I had a nice little Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
Stayed at the crib. Chefed up an amazing feast of food. So that lasted like a week and some. So, you know, leftover liquor, leftover food, you know. So been stuck in the house. At least I have the food and the drinks and whatever else. And the baked goods and things, so.
Yeah, really, of course.
Just been holding it down, staying inside, shopping online, and making bets. You know, the usual.
Shopping online, Amazon, eh?
Win a bet? Okay, this bet, this jacket, blessed, covered.
Holy. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, but yeah, I've been good, man. Same old, same old.
That's good to hear, yo.
Not much we can do as things have. We find ourselves going into a new year, but it's like the same old feel going into that new year that we had last year.
Yeah.
That it's like a carbon copy of how we were feeling going into 2021.
Yeah, it's just a rat. It's just a rat wheel. It's the same shit, different day. Here we are again with the restrictions coming, lockdown soon coming.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if Quebec's gonna do it, I feel like we're gonna do somewhat of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Kojo went to the movies on Tuesday actually to watch Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we were about to get some popcorn, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I seen that announcement from Cineplex saying like, oh, Cineplex is gonna enforce that you can no longer eat food inside the theater. I'm like, fam, they're not gonna enforce this everywhere because we were at the Landmark in Bolton.
Yeah, and then we were
in the lineup, and I'm like, oh, sorry, you can't bring food inside. You have to only buy the popcorn when you're leaving. I'm like, fam, what?
What real sense does that make?
It's real ghetto out here, man. So I had to just, I enjoyed the movie though, nonetheless, but. No popcorn in the movie theater.
What I didn't understand. This is the part that got me. This is the part that got me real cheese when I sat down, bro. There's no social distancing in the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, it's like, what?
I'm sitting beside like a random person.
I was surprised about that.
Why can't I eat? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, that's insane. We're so you had to have a mask up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's insanity.
Like, we're all together anyways.
But I would figure they would like section it off because like the way.
Yeah.
Book, yeah. I thought like the X's would be like, oh, we're sectioning it off, blah, 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 blah. But fam, it was straight lines, everyone beside each other, whole families. Just like when we were walking up, and I was like, oh, say, where there's someone there. That's unfortunate. Better keep that armrest down.
Yeah. They're doing a whole bunch of, they're doing a whole bunch of nothing. That's pretty much what it is. Like they're telling people to stop eating, but like, the capacity is 100%, so it makes no sense of, like, telling people to stop eating because you're still in somebody's personal space at the end of the day.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. It's, like, counterproductive with, like, some of these rules and regulations that are coming out. It makes no sense. Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah, but to just get off, I guess, all this political talk, I guess let's get into the real fun that we can have in life virtually.
Yeah.
Through watching games and betting on these games, right? Just get into the betting talk. So I guess I should introduce the podcast. It's been 10 minutes almost, chopping it up. Welcome to episode 18 of the Always One podcast. Last podcast of the year. Congratulations to us. 18. Through what? 4 months? 6 months? 5 months?
Consistency.
Started in August, right?
Yeah.
Around August, yeah. 18 strong episodes. And kudos to us. Adapting inside the studio and outside the studio, just getting out these episodes one day at a time. But that being said, we have our usual suspects in here. I'm your host, Lynch. Also, my guy, Filthy P.
I'm in here.
And my guy, Cash Out King. Almost made me cash out King on Christmas, but hey.
Man.
Hey, yo. Hey, you know me, man. I see money, I'm cashing out. Shit.
That's the first question. What's the cash out?
Always. That's got to be the question. If your money's up, take it and run because they're going to laugh at you when you lose.
100%. But that being said, I think we should start with our Christmas Day success. I know we gave out some picks on our last episode for the Christmas Day. And it looks like, I don't know if we followed those picks, but we came out with some winners.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, the trifecta.
We did.
Yes, sir. We did. Love to see it, man. That doesn't happen too often, but when it does, it's a great feeling.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a nice feeling when everybody hits, though. Their own bets.
When everybody eats, good feeling. Though?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the best feeling. You can't beat it. Eats. Mm-hmm. Sorry to like go off topic for a second. It's funny because I have like these bets, and in the middle of the bets, I have a rapid test testing positive.
this guy's idiot.
Holy bro, this guy's idiot.
That's a roller coaster for real.
It is, bro, because you go back to the day when you test positive, and I was like, oh shit, I was making this bet, but I had a tube stuck in my nose.
What is your life? The degenerate COVID baby.
Holy.
Man.
Yo, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
But yeah, I was just going to go over, I guess, our winners.
Yes, sir.
So my winner, given to me, well, I almost had a winner, but I faded Kojo and I went for Bobby Betts. I could have had two on that night, but I had a parlay between one of the best games of that night, I would say, the Celtics versus the Bucks. That game was probably one of the better games of the night. I had a prop bet. Let me just pull it up here.
Yo, that game was lit. It's crazy Tatum's out again, but that game was nice.
Yeah.
Giannis is a beast, man.
100%. So, speaking of Tatum, I took my new favorite prop bet is player points low. So I took Tatum's over 19.5, and I also took Tatum two or more threes. It was a Tatum night, seven or more rebounds. That all hit. Drew Holiday, he's been blessing me in fantasy and in my bet, so I took him to have 1.5 over steals and blocks. Jaylen Brown took his points low as well. Actually, no, I just took his points, his player points prop, and he was over 22.5. That was low. I was surprised about that, so I had to take that over. Middleton came through. I took his points high under 26.5. I'm like, well, Middleton's not scoring 26.5. Come on. And then Boston to cover that spread, of alternate spread of 10.5. Cha-ching. Money in the bank. Just like that.
Uncut gems. I don't know who you went to for that one. That's a crazy one.
I was inspired by Filthy P, man. That long parlay prop. Seven? Come on, man. Come on. Seven?
Yes, sir. Inspired, congratulations.
Man. Of course, man. Who wants to go next to share their Christmas gifts?
I'll go first. Because the story's funny, see? Because I guess I always was going to wait until the day of to make
very
my parlay.
Very funny, actually.
I was going to wait until the day of to make my parlay, see? So I go on ESPN to look at the injury report to see who's out, see who's in, who's out. So I look at the first game. I look at New York versus Atlanta. And Trae Young's name wasn't there. But, like, it had R.J. Barrett was even out for the Knicks. Uh-huh. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. R.J. Barrett's out. They had a couple other people out. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take the Atlanta. Okay. So I took Atlanta. So my first parlay was Atlanta. I took Boston alternate spread by 7.5. Golden State. And I took the Nets. So I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I see that the Knicks posted, like, I guess the player showing up to the game, and they show like RJ Barrett. I was like, fine, why they show this guy? He's not even playing.
He's in the protocol.
It's like, what's going on? So whatever, game starts. I see Tip. I'm watching the game, and then they're out. Yeah. And then what? Knicks go up like 10-16 early. Mm-hmm. The way I cashed out that bet. Immediately, I cashed it out. Then I made it again, the same bet, but I took the Knicks. I took the Knicks.
Okay,
That's the bet that hit.
Ah, man, that's crucial, man. Whoo!
Yeah, I seen the first. I was like, yeah, this is going left really quick. I cashed that out. I put a 15 on it.
Yeah,
I cashed out. I think it was like $7. I took the seven. I put put the 15 back, and I got 200.
Jeez.
So.
Yeah, that was crucial. That was a crucial, man. That's why you got to be on top of it. Sometimes you got to watch the game. Injury report right now in basketball is super crazy, okay? Like, you legit have to follow the injury. You can't just go before. Like, last year, you could, like, who's the best team? Who's doing well? Who's on a winning streak? Pick that team and ride the wave. Now,
facts.
You don't know what is going to happen.
Like, I was even going to ask, where do you guys look for the injury report? Because I'm never looking at ESPN ever again.
The sports app.
Score?
The score app, yeah.
That's you score?
Because I use ESPN, that's why.
My what's coming to my routine or my strategy, which we'll get to later for this year, is like I'll listen to a few YouTube videos of a few guys that are talking about, like, they have their bets and they're giving out their bets for the night. And they'll actually have whatever data that they look at. They'll have, like, precise information on who's in, who's out, and what you need to know. So I'd watch those little 10-minute, 15-minute videos while I'm just working, put a habit on in the background, and that's how I'll get my intel for the night. But who knows, right? Because there's good and there's bad, because you can listen to them, and then that ends up being the wrong information. If you get too biased, but you can just listen for their information just as news, and take that news and do whatever you like with it, but not really tail their bets. But that's how I go about it, really, truly. Because the score takes too long sometimes, or ESPN or wherever you look, right? They might change last minute. It'll be game time decision. Yeah. Next thing you know, they're in or out. So, but fantasy also helps me too. Like shit.
I was about to say, yeah, that's the other thing I checked. Fantasy app. I'll just see what the Yahoo reports are like on the players. That's how Andrew Baird was playing, because I had him. I picked him up in the league just to see if he was going to play, and then sure enough, he played. But yeah, that's what I was going to say. Fantasy, yeah, and the score. That's like my main go to. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, going on the last ticket, which I had also the Bucks and Boston game.
Mm-hmm.
I had Bucks to win.
That was a nice one, man. You and your threesomes, bro.
Yo, when we get to our strategy, I'm gonna talk about it.
Sure.
Yeah. Then I had Giannis to go over 10.5 boards, because I don't know who the center on Boston is.
Right.
Freedom ain't playing. Shit. And then this was a scary one when I had Jaylen Brown to go over 24.5, and he got his tooth knocked out. I wasn't sure he was going to come back in the game or not, but luckily he cleared. So, yeah, that hit, the threesome hit. Thank God. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Congratulations to all of us, the Christmas trifecta. Hopefully
yes, sir.
You listened to our last episode and you were able to get some winners in yourself. But, hey. It is what it is. If you don't follow us this year, hope you follow us the next year. So going into next year, the new year, or even to recap this year, actually, I want to discuss our favorite bet that you hit this year and the worst bet that you lost this year.
Mm-hmm.
I know my favorite bet. My favorite bet was before we even started the podcast. It was... I believe the NBA Finals. Kojo, I think you were there.
Yes.
And we were watching the NBA Finals Game 6, and I had a Betway boost, and I think it was Giannis to score 25 or more, Devin Booker to score 25 or more, and then Bucks to win and cover the spread. And I was on the edge of my seat as that game came down to the wire. But Giannis came through with the 50 ball and the win. And that was definitely one of the memorable moments just up in the condo, whose ever condo it was. I don't remember. Some girl's condo. And watching that game and hitting that bet. And I was like, I forget. I think I put 50 on it. And like the payout was like 3-something. But it just felt nice because the game was also lit. And just to see Giannis go crazy. And come through and cover the bet. That was a good time for me.
That's good. That's a good solid bet.
Worst bet? There's a lot, man. Let's just go through the highlight.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just go on the page and go through the always one highlight, man.
Either pick one of them, because there's a whole bunch of them.
Shit.
I could close my eyes and just look. Oh, look at the baseball one. The baseball one hurts. Remember baseball season? Jesus Christ.
Oh, a lot of always ones.
Man.
That's fucking insane.
Yes, it is indeed. But, man, football has been rough. Very rough. And I am going to say a football one that has been one of my worst bets. Here I have... The LA Chargers, +2.5. The Los Angeles Rams, -8 to cover the spread. Packers money line, Chiefs money line, and the Vikings money line. And the first bet I placed, the LA Chargers, did not come through. I put $20 on that game. And of course, an all is one. Everything hits, but the LA Chargers.
Mm.
Oh man, I could tell you so many more. Look at all these one X's, man. But hey, this is why we named the podcast Always One, because as you can see, there's always one.
Who That's just the way story goes, man.
Yeah, for real.
I'll go next. To be honest with you, I really enjoyed like doing the just one little tangent. I enjoyed like doing the research for this because yo, I guess we had like a stretch of like maybe a month or so where like it wasn't going well for any of us. Mm-hmm. Like a whole yes. bunch of always months. Like I was going through it, but then even before that, like fam, there was a bunch of great times. Like before that, like, I guess when we first started it, like maybe around like I'll say with Euros. So around like June up until September, wow, there was one day where I had like 3 wins, made no sense. And I was like, yo, I guess like that's just stuff like that. I guess this is the reason why we do it. Like, obviously, there is some like low times, but yo, there were a bunch of highs while I was going through my list of wins. But my favorite win, personally, I think this might have been the most I've got, was little filthy six game parlay. Arsenal over Norwich.
Oh, yes, the footy.
Yeah.
The Premier League.
Yeah. We're going crazy. Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No COVID. Everybody's healthy then, you know? Just made easy pickings. Those easy pickings, man. United over Newcastle.
Yeah, those days. The good old days.
Poole over Leeds. PSG over Clermont. Was this the Byron over RB Leipzig? And then Real Madrid over Celta Vigo. It was a $30 stake. Ended up returning $357.
Jeez. That's a nice one, man.
That's a nice one, yeah.
That's a nice one, man. Jeez, Louise. Hey, be like that, man. Like, it takes some time, right?
Yeah.
Like, would I realize this year, like, you gotta take your L's, hug your L's, and just, you know, focus. Sometimes there'll be days where you just put a bunch of bets together,
yeah,
and then you end up losing a bunch of bets, and you're like, "Damn, yeah. I need to take a break." But like, you know, yeah, sometimes you need those L's just to pile up, so you can just refocus and just get into a bag of like, what have I been doing and what works for me, mm-hmm. and group in like, what players do I trust, what teams do I trust, and just focus on those teams rather than just going all over the place and betting different teams or that you don't really bet all the time or taking props for different players that you don't usually really bet all the time. Like, you really need to find your teams that work for you, that you like majority of the time, and just ride that wave. Sometimes they'll come through, sometimes they won't, but it's worse when you just go away from that and just go, because look, it's betting. There's so much things you can bet on, right?
Yeah.
And when you try to just be different or do something too different, then it's like you're just doing it. You don't have a sense or understanding of what you're doing, right? So,
yeah,
man, you just gotta have faith and ride it.
Yeah. And there was this quick one too that I don't know. I don't know why I did this though, to be honest. Like, I was looking at the stake, I don't know why I did this. But it worked. But I live bet, I remember it was the semi of the quarters, the Switzerland versus Spain.
Ah, the Euros. I forgot the Euros.
I live bet the draw in that game, and then I took Italy over Belgium. I put 150 on that. And it was 390. I don't know why I did that. Like, I don't know why I put 150 on it, but it won and I hit 390.
Yo, because the summer we were lit, bro. The summer we were super lit. That's when we really should have started the pod.
Yeah.
The Euros, bro. Unfortunately, the England France debacle when we had all those future bets.
Oh, man.
The final matchups.
I didn't win any of those future bets on the bottom, bro.
England, Belgium, England.
Man, I was crying. Like, we thought we were onto something.
Yeah.
Like, we really thought we were onto something. But hey, man.
Remember.
Imagine if we took the Italy-England one in the beginning would have been
that. Exactly. Spot. That's what I'm saying. But it happens. But World Cup 2022, we got it. We're back with it.
But my worst bet, it's always going to bother me at night, to be honest. And I blame Bad Dubs because it was his fault, man. It was clear, man. I was clear. So it was a 5 games during Champions League that I live bet because my first bet wasn't going well. So I took Atletico Madrid and Porto to draw. Like, that was high. That was like at 2.4. took Club Brugge and PSG to draw. That was like at 2.9. Inter and Real Madrid to draw. That was like at 2.37. Ajax over Sporting was like 1.7, and then Manchester over RB, which was like at 1.25. So it looked like it was going great until.
Oh, I remember this. Holy smokes.
Real Madrid conceded in the last kick of the game, and they ended up winning. And I think it was a $15 bet that would have won about like 600.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was
my stomach.
Rough. That was rough. That was rough.
Wow.
I would have been going through it, man.
Yeah, it was stupid, bro. They crossed the ball in the box. The ball bounced. The little man volleyed the ball in the back of the net. I was sick, bro.
Probably have your head in your hands and all.
That was
holy. Open the bet 1,000 times.
I'm waiting for VAR to come say something's wrong.
So wait, Kojo, what was the cash out at?
That I don't remember. It could have been. I think it could have been like that. I know at that point I don't even remember because I couldn't cash out. It's
probably too late.
It's too late.
Yeah,
it's too late to cash out.
Because
a bunch of games are in extra time, so I can't cash out. I don't even have a cash out option.
Damn, I feel for you, yo.
Yeah, it was rough, man.
That's crazy.
I was sad.
That's definitely the worst bet nominee right there. I give the award to Kojo.
I was sad. I was very sad. I was sad for a solid 5 days, man.
Probably making degenerate bets in those 5 days too.
No, because you don't understand. It's like the 85th minute, and I'm thinking about like, yo, what am I gonna do with this $600, bro?
Right.
Like, I'm already thinking about what I'm gonna do. People might say like it's $600
when your chickens don't hatch.
You know what I mean? A free $600 in my lap, bro. I'm thinking what I'm gonna do with it. You know what I mean?
Man. Hey man, we have the new year for that. It'll come again. The times will come again.
Yeah.
100%. Damn. Ooh. So close. That would have been a nice one for your best bet of the year, but
yo,
bad mind dumps.
Ruined it, man. Ruined it.
Holy. All right. So going off your energy, you know when we bet for the thrill too, because I don't know what it is. It's just our luck. We always have to pick the worst games. We always have to tweak because it could be really simple. It could really be all simple.
It could be.
But my best bet was when Dallas played New England. This was a roller coaster because I had a parlay of Dallas 5.5 to cover 5.5. Then it was Dak to throw 2 touchdowns. It was a 1.5, so 2 touchdowns, and then CD to have a touchdown. My guy, why was the game in overtime? First of all.
Holy smokes.
You remember that game when they went to Foxborough and it was
bye-bye. Yeah.
Yep. Diggs tried to go for an interception and so long story short, I was a degenerate. I knew Cowboys weren't going to lose. I made an in-game play on top of that bet. When Cowboys were down, the odds went up to +100 on the money line.
Yeah.
I doubled down.
Damn, we like to double down here.
Yep. And then the worst part is I'm driving around at work, listening to this game on the radio, and I'm done my shift. But I couldn't leave because it could take is from my work to my car, and the game could be done. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't know what happened. So I'm staying at work, listening to the game. Dak to CD, overtime, touchdown.
Yep.
Cash. I brought in a good amount of cash. Shit.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's nice, man. That's a nice one. That game was lit, too.
That game was lit when I heard it, bro. So I can only imagine watching it. Holy. Because I was like, there's no way Dallas is losing this game, man. This is when Dallas was on there.
5-0.
Yeah. 5-0 going on to 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, Dallas is not losing to no Foxborough. And their defense is nice. Dak can put up points. Somehow game went into overtime, and of course, I have to pick the worst game to tweak to.
Yeah, it'd be like that, man. I hate when that happens, but hey, sometimes it's fun, right?
It is fun.
It's like, like you said, going back to the thrill of it, man.
Yeah.
We do a lot of this that we do is to make the game a bit more entertaining, right?
Yeah.
But for us, we like to pick the entertaining games and make it more of a thrill.
Yeah. Without even realizing it, it could be fucking Pacers playing a G League team and we would pick the worst props to tweak to.
Exactly, exactly.
Holy. But then the opposite end, like you said, Lynch, just close your eyes and pick one.
Yep.
Shit. This one hurt me the most, actually. Because I already knew my season was in shambles for the stupid-ass Panthers.
Yeah.
It was when Carolina went to Houston on a Thursday night. I had Carolina I had 3.5 touchdowns for both teams combined.
Yeah.
I had under 16.5 for Houston to score because they had a QB that nobody knew. Carolina to win the game, over 32.5 for both teams combined. And Carolina to cover 1.5 alternative spread. And the biggest guarantee of the match was supposed to be CMC getting a touchdown. Does he not fucking go out for the rest of the season in that game?
Oh, the Thursday nighter, eh?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, I remember that one. That one was rough. Jesus.
Because it was a double hit.
Because he was cooking, too.
Yep, it was a double hit. So not only do I lose him for the rest of the season, my ticket is dust. And my team hasn't won a game since that Thursday.
I remember that. No, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, that was rough. Houston, the easiest team.
Easiest team.
I had a CMC full ticket. I remember I had multiple touchdowns, over yards, over receptions, everything. Yep. And next thing you know, he's grabbed his hamstring.
Yep.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that was a rough one. What a long season is in the NFL.
So if you go back to listen to our podcast, we go over the red flags. Don't bet on your teams, man. It ain't worth it.
Do not bet on your team.
Yeah, it's double heartbreak, man.
It is double the heartbreak, man.
Double heartbreak, man.
I always say just bet against your teams. You know what I mean? Because like, if your team doesn't come through for you, at least you got your bet, you know, to cry your tears and some money.
Yeah.
So that's what I usually do. Just fade your team and then, you know, at the end of the day.
Fade Ian Book. Shit.
Fade Ian Book. That's for damn sure. Fade him off the team.
Fade him off the league. Because, like you said, bro, he doesn't know he could throw the ball away?
I don't know what he was doing. Honestly, a tip that I'm going to go into for New Year's, when you see that type of moment when, like, oh, man, this is going to be a shit game because it's like a fourth string quarterback or everyone's out or whatever it may be, don't dull yourself. Just take all the unders.
Yeah. Just take single thing.
Every single under that you could possibly think of for that hindered team, just take it. Because, man, that Saints game on Monday against the Dolphins, if you took all Ian Book's unders, if you took the game under, Kamara under, all the receivers on the Saints under, you're laughing.
Yes. I probably wouldn't have COVID.
Right.
Fuck.
You would laugh COVID out of you.
Yep.
Oh, I'm COVID now.
Probably on the Jeff Bezos diet. Shit. Mm-hmm. Holy, bro, that stinks. I actually have a crazy always won right now.
I mean, I have an always won. Actually, that hit an always won right now.
Oh, I was about to. Yeah, go ahead.
Live on air, always won, brought to you by the Always Won podcast. I had a same game parlay, two games. So same game parlay, looking at the Sixers and Brooklyn Nets, and the other same game parlay was the Bucks and the Orlando Magic. So just to go over the game that was all green, same game parlay, I took the Bucks money line, I took the Bucks first half, and I took Giannis's, my favorite prop, points low, 18.5, covered, over, boom. Now we head to the Sixers game, Sixers against Brooklyn. I knew the Sixers would have a good game. KD's been out for 2 weeks, just coming back. Embiid's been on a tear. But Embiid did not come through for me today.
Aye, aye, aye.
He's been a double-double monster. the last six games, 36 and 12, 36 and 10, 25 and 10, 25 and 11. So I take an alternative spread. Sixers aren't gonna, if they lose, they're not going to lose by 11. So I took 10.5 alternative spread. And I took Embiid over points total, 26.5.
Ooh.
And I took Embiid one or more threes. All those hit. But my last selection, of course, Joel Embiid double-double. Oh, boy. Yeah, he had 34 and only 6 rebounds.
Only 6 rebounds?
That's crazy.
That's what? Crazy. That's so crazy. He probably didn't six. Clear his prop, bro. Oh, that's what that I'm is saying, insane. Bro.
6
against rebounds. Well, that makes sense, to be honest, because they shoot the ball a lot more, so it's not the close rebounds that he can get.
Yeah, but they don't have the actual biggie, right?
Yeah. 6 is insane. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a rough one, man. I thought that I went on. I started the pod. I'm like, oh, I don't have to worry about this prop, this specific bet. But, hey, before you know it, the game's over. I look up. Wait, hold on. How much?
Do you know what his rebounds are at?
What do you mean?
What the prop was set at?
It was probably honestly, 11 and a half, 12 and a half.
It was probably 11 and a half, 9 and a half, so possibly. Sick. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. That's it'd be crazy. Like that, man. And of course, like before I place a prop bet, I always go look at the player's last 5 games or like what's trending for
yeah,
the player.
100%.
And then see which way I should lean, right?
Yeah.
And just unfortunately, I thought the double-double was like a guarantee because the value of the double-double wasn't even that high. Right? It was pretty low. Right? It was a 26.5 points over, which was really the value in that same game parlay. But
oh, man, that stinks. 6 boards. This guy was probably camping at the top of the key, bro. I'm telling you. Yeah. If you watch the game, he was probably just outside playing point guard.
Yeah, he had a couple threes, so I should have just left it as his three prop was just 1.5, and he had, like, I think he had 3. Should have just took that instead. And double-doubles, man. That's the second time. Remember I took Sabonis, double-double?
Yeah.
Double-double machine, and yep. He didn't get his double-double? Like, I don't know what it is with double-doubles. Maybe I need to stay away. Learn my lesson for 2021.
Shit. Holy.
What was your always one as?
I dropped it in the chat if you guys want to follow along, but I'll say it on here regardless. I had over 94.5 for Bucks to score. I had Bucks for money line. I had Giannis 22.5 points over. I had Chris Middleton 17.5 over. I had Giannis over 0.5 to make a 3.
Nice.
0.5 steals in the match. Check. And of course, the always one that.
Now
got
I blame
away.
You for this. Why is George Hill on your ticket?
this was my rationale. This was my rationale. Let me tell you my rationale.
Okay, go ahead.
They're playing dog water. Okay, they're playing Orlando Magic.
Okay, I see where you're going. Okay.
Third and fourth quarter, Giannis is resting.
Mm-hmm.
Middleton is resting.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the game to be fucking 77-77 going into the fucking third quarter, man. Like
it's a high scoring game, 136-118.
Yeah, 136, bro. Like these guys are. I'm telling you, these guys were tossing the ball up. And my rationale when a good team plays a bad team,
yeah,
is to take unders on most of the players because they're gonna rest at the end of the game.
Yeah,
but they just played Orlando like 2 nights ago, and Giannis and Chris Middleton rested that game pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's why I took the overs this game because I was like, they're probably going to get their stats and go rest the second half of the game. So yeah, that was my rationale to getting George Hill. 1-3. 1-3, bro. 1-3.
So what was his stat line? Did he put up a 3? At least? If we put up 4, that's unfortunate.
fam. If you listen, if you even saw the court.
Look, I'm looking now. He put up one. He missed one.
Hey, man.
It'd be like that, man. That's unfortunate. One. I wonder how close it was. In the note.
Hey, man. He only put up 4 shots, so it's okay. Like,
yeah.
Hey, but that's the thing. I hate the NBA for that shit. I hate it. No, fuck.
Yeah, see, like, I mean, you should have took, like, DiVincenzo or maybe Wes Matthews.
I was initially going to take Chris Middleton two or more on the milestones.
Yeah, yeah, and that would have hit.
But then that would have hit, but it's... moving on. Like that, man. Yeah, yeah. Moving on.
It would really be like that.
Every ticket, most of these tickets always get missed by, like, a half a point or 1 point, and it... After like you said, fact. Just take your pick, man. Just take your pick. Go through the highlight. Just take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a good laugh with it. Fucking hell.
That's always after the fact, but hey, this is what happens, and now we can get into our lessons learned from 2021 and what we'll never do again in 2022.
Yeah.
Me to start off, I learned my lesson from the NFL. And I think in general, per se, I always get excited about future bets because, like, it's fun, right? Before the season starts, like, people are talking about it, all the hype around the start of the season. And you want to be that one to have that hot take or that prediction that's going to be, you know, just jump off the screen. And then later down the line, you're like, oh, I told you so, I told you so. But I didn't tell anyone so this year in the NFL, that's for damn sure. And that being said, I think I'm expelling myself from before the season future bets for division winners. I just can't do it anymore. I can't. This is like the second year in a row where it's just been chaos. Like, if we're looking at the AFC right now, like, the Bengals are leading the division. You know what I mean? Like, who else is – well – Chiefs went from winning the losing the division to winning it again, right? So that little change, you might have had the Chiefs at the beginning of the season, that's fine. But like when there's a division like the AFC North where Baltimore is leading it, Cleveland's leading it. Now, all of a sudden, at the end of the season, the Bengals are leading it. Like, it's crazy. It's honestly mayhem. Like, I know the NFC is pretty straightforward with the division winners if you think about the Packers, Tampa, and
Boys.
Dallas Cowboys. That would have been great. But like, hey, at the beginning of the season, the value wasn't really there, right? To just pick those favorites. But I just think it's too much. It, like, you never know what's going to happen with injuries, with just teams looking good on paper and then coming into the season and just being dog water. So I'm going to stay away from just never ever again will I bet division winners in the NFL or in the NBA in 2022. I can't.
No. The AFC is actually a mess.
That's what I'm saying. Tennessee.
Yep. Colts and Tennessee.
Could have been the Colts. Could have been Tennessee. Who knows?
Yeah.
The cash out still in a chokehold.
Yep. Could be the Dolphins for all we fucking know.
Could be the Dolphins, Buffalo, the Patriots. They're tied, right? So,
You know what the funny part is? Even when Chiefs were at the bottom, they probably still had shit odds to win the division because they knew they were gonna come back. It's crazy that they started this season what 1-3.
I fell for it too, man.
Yeah,
live bet took the Chargers. I thought it was done. Took the Chargers, Ravens, and Tennessee because I knew Tennessee had the division on lock after the two wins.
Look at that.
That's going 0-3. I mean, 1-3.
Yeah. But the Derrick Henry situation didn't help you for that.
Yeah, but Tennessee might win it still because they beat Colts twice earlier on in the season. So they have a game and a half over them, right?
Yeah.
Who knows, right? It's unfortunate, right? You never know what's going to happen when you take those future bets. And I don't know. I think future bets in the NFL – if you look back, I'm looking at the spreadsheet right now. We did terrible. We did terrible with our future bets. I'm looking at it now. NFC to win the Super Bowl, still alive. Dak to have 500 what? Oh, Dak to have back. the most regular season passing yards at plus 500. I had Giants to make the playoffs. You had Carolina to make the playoffs.
Who? Me? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Man, oh man. Yeah. Kyle Pitts, rookie of the year. Nope. Saints to not make the playoffs. Oh, it's alive. It's alive and well. I wrote it down there. Yeah. Seattle over 9.5 wins. Wow. And
you were on that.
Wow, that's a double loser. Man, looking back at these bets, Josh Allen, blue and red, myself and Raz, plus 1,200.
Oh, man.
Big L. It's plus 1,200 for a reason. Jeez. Oh, man.
Just
better on the record.
Just better on the fucking old man. It's actually insane. This guy's 44 and he's going to win MVP probably.
Yeah, Brady or Rodgers, who knows?
Holy, bro.
Yeah, it's looking terrible looking back at. You did write down Joe Burrow, comeback player of the year, plus 550, but I don't know what the odds are for that right now. Like, shit. Is it closer now? After you do four touchdowns and do for 500 yards?
This guy, 1,000 yards against the Ravens in this year.
Hell yeah. Holy. She slapped him last year, and I left him on my bench. Never doing that again.
That's okay. But trying to find out season.
Oh no, it's still it's showing up.
500.
It's showing Joe Burrow at 500, and it's showing Dak as the winner.
But, well, because Dak is balling though. Dak is winning the division. Yeah.
But Bengals might win the division too.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. The 500 is still a good value. Take it. Throw a 50 on it. And forget about it.
Oh, boy. I don't know. That's crazy. But I think it should be closer. But
it should be.
Especially after that performance and them leading the division. I don't know, man.
It's close. This tells me is that they have already decided who it's going to be.
Precisely. Yeah.
They already know. They just don't want to put it out. But that going 11-4 in the division and winning division.
Yeah, we did say.
Yeah, it's looking good for the boys, man. They got a good defense over there, shit.
100%. And it'll be interesting. Playoffs, when we discuss playoffs in the new year, it'll be very, very interesting to see the matchups, especially in the NFC. The NFC is going to be something fierce.
Yeah. And these stupid cars that could have put away the division are still fighting for their lives.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
The cards, man. Don't trust the cards.
They did the same shit last year, man. Mm-hmm. It's actually stupid that they get away with this every single year. Kyler needs to get his shit together towards the end of the year.
But there's an interesting stat that ZB actually shared with me. Going back to Cliff Kingsbury's Texas Tech days. Texas Tech? Did he coach at Texas Tech?
Who? Cliff what's his name?
Yeah, Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury. I think it was Texas Tech. Let me fact check real quick.
I don't know if you did that. I'm trying to find out the same thing.
College. Texas Tech, yes. Texas Tech University. Going back to Texas Tech. He would always start the season off well. And then there's like a 10-year span from Texas Tech to the Cards where he starts off on fire and he doesn't know how to end the season. He always ends the season like 1-5 or 2-5, 2-4. It's always below 500.
Damn. Like
in the second half of the season. So that's like just a thing, a phobia that he has really and truly that he can't really get over, which is crazy to think it's just like one of those things where he's just a coach that starts off hot. He knows how to get his team ready and prepared for the season. But somewhere half through the season, he just loses it or just doesn't know what to do anymore.
Falls asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, very much so. I know we got a bit off track there, but yeah, just my never ever bet again for what I learned for 2021 going into 2022 is division winner bets. I will never take those again. Okay, mark my words. And then I guess I'll share my new strategy I learned 2021. Let's see. New strategy that I learned going into 2021. I would say the Trixie. Shout out to Raz and the Trixie bet. So that is definitely a new strategy I learned. Could have done well with it much earlier on if I knew about it when the cash flow was flowing. The Trixie bet, of course, is where you pick three bets. It's multiplied by four just because the value is 2v1. It's if you hit two, you still win the bet. If you hit all three, you get the full cash out. But two out of three is all you need to get some money back. Yep. That was an important lesson I definitely learned in 2021, going about this betting lifestyle.
Sheesh. Something that I will never do in the future is bet anything for the Bills. Bills are a cursed franchise, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
These guys are cursed.
That is a fact.
I'll never bet an overhyped team coming into a season.
Mm-hmm. The Niners, the Bills.
Even the Rams to a certain point. Like, mm-hmm. They haven't really performed like they should.
They just got lucky that the Cardinals are jokers.
Exactly. And the thing that annoys me the most is these bums lost to Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, have sense. But keeping on track with football, the thing that I did learn, the thing that I will continue to do is the three-team parlays or the three prop parlays. So what I'm doing in ball now is I'll go to the same game. I'll pick the match winner.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick a person to go over points and a person to go over under rebounds.
Mm.
So if you look at it, you're only picking three things, but in three different categories in the same game. It's not like I'm picking two players to go over points, because that usually is a disaster for recipe for disaster. Trying to pick like multiple players for the same thing.
Yeah.
Just stick to your Giannis's, stick to your KDs, stick to your people.
Stick to your guys, man.
Exactly.
Stick to your guys and just ride it through.
Exactly. See how it goes. That's exactly it. Like, you know the players that are going to play. And mm-hmm. especially with ball, because you're going to always end up picking the same players for the same props.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good thing about ball. But yeah, going forward, I'm only doing three teams max and just betting a little heavier on those tickets.
I like that strategy. It's smart and simple, and it's not too all over the place. And it limits your ability to get into cash out king mode.
Exactly. Like, I'll still have my like $5, $10 bets where it's like, if it hits, it hits, you know, because we get those free bets. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They're laughing at us. They have content. They have quality content.
Speaking of that, Thursday came and went. There's no Thursday game today. No more free bets.
We got one for tomorrow.
There's for game college tomorrow?
Games. College games.
There's a free bet offer for tomorrow?
Yeah.
On a single game?
On 365, yeah. On single game parlay, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a parlay a college game? Good luck. Shit. Might as well. Okay.
It's free, shit. But our first touchdown.
Yeah, first touchdown.
I was testing positive. At least I was betting, so you're good.
But, man, that's crazy. We should have definitely cashed out more from those Thursdays. But, hey, next year, if Bet365 will have us again.
I'll send out an email.
So I love what you guys did with.
Hey, just reaching out from the Always One community, you know.
Warm regards.
Jeez. Kindly. Hope you're keeping well. Fuck. Sorry, Cozy, cutting into your time.
No worries, man. What I'm never doing again, what we're not doing is in 2022. I know I'm supposed to be the man that does the big team parlays and stuff like that. But, you know, I was going.
Yeah, don't make me laugh, bro. Don't make me laugh.
I was going through some of the nonsense I was doing. I'm never ever again doing a 10-team parlay.
You are nuts, bro. What's wrong with you?
Bad, man. It was part of the content, bro. We needed the content.
Lee.
I've never done one since, but like, that's definitely something that's not happening.
Who do you owe money to, bro? Let us know. We can help you out.
I'm never doing a 10-team parlay. I thought I was a soccer wizard.
So when you get to seven, it's like, three more?
No.
Kojo, I'll never forget when you dropped the ticket and I was looking for the games, and I'm like, this guy's betting fucking games in 2022.
It was a parlay for the week.
Yo, bro, I was confused.
Yeah,
Go ahead, yo.
Yeah, that was funny, man. I don't know why I did that, bro, but hey, man. But what I'm gonna, the strategy I'm trying to use, especially with soccer, like, I guess we figured this out, or at least Lynch figured this out earlier when we started doing soccer, but I never really started playing with it until now, is the handicap.
Mm-hmm.
I think
there's value in it, man. That's where you get the most value.
There's a lot of value. Yeah, there's
for the
a
best
lot.
Teams.
There's a lot of value in it. Like, you know what I mean? As well, if there's a lot of value in the sense that the teams that for sure you know are gonna win. So you can say, let's say, take like the pools, the cities. More so, they usually tend to win by more than one goal.
Mm-hmm.
You could take that handicap. You know what I mean? And especially for the games that you don't know what you're gonna do, or you don't know like where it could go either way. Instead of taking like the double chance, you know, I feel like sometimes the handicap can give you more of a, can give you what's the word I'm looking for?
Value.
More value, and it's kind of safer.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Instead like taking a double like chance, a team like a middle of the pack team like Brighton or Southampton, taking them plus two instead of taking them double chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, like even with this one, I took this one randomly mid-game this week. Leicester versus City.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when Leicester went up 1-0, mm-hmm. I took the Leicester plus one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the draw plus one, sorry.
Oh, nice, draw plus
draw
one.
Draw plus one.
So it's a one-point game.
One-point game either way, yeah, exactly, or if they end up scoring, you know what I mean?
That's smart. That's really smart. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice. That's a nice live bet.
Yeah, it was better than the double chance. So I just threw a 20. I made double my money. Made $40.
Yeah. See?
So, I know. Yeah, that was a blast. I made that bet like in the 80th minute.
Mm.
So I'm not gonna lie, the 10 minutes was rough to watch. It felt like that 10 minutes, it felt like a whole half.
Holy.
But like, yeah, to get that at wide, like with that safety net with 10 minutes left.
That's crazy.
To get a two was like, yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna have to start playing with that a bit more.
So you didn't bet it on the throw in, eh? You just
didn't throw it on the throw in.
Nah, we gotta make a bet on that one day, bro. Just for fun.
On the throw in?
Yep.
Over or under? Which way are you going?
Probably over. Shit.
Give me a week. I'm gonna sit down with a clipboard like one Saturday, and every game I watch, I'm gonna tie the thorns. I'm gonna do the average, and then that's how we're gonna move. I'm gonna do it. It won't be this weekend.
You need to be up on Saturday. What do you mean, bro? You got a big game on 7:30.
No, I'm not watching.
You better get your Man City jersey up.
City and Arsenal.
Better get your City jersey up.
They said
start off the new year right.
Apparently, Arteta got COVID, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no. I mean, so does all the NBA coaches. Oh, man.
Like I said, I know they're homies, so I just hope he gave it. I hope he gave it to Pep too. I hope he really
They linked up.
They linked up.
English breakfast.
Yeah, man.
A little cup of tea.
talk about tactics, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That's hilarious, man.
You gonna be up for that game?
Am I gonna be up at Saturday?
Saturday, 7:30. January 1st.
Zero chance. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I probably would only be sleeping for an hour by the time that game starts.
Hey, bro.
After we leave the casino, I like
it. Hey, buddy.
Oh, man. But I hope everyone can learn from our Never Bet Agains from 2021 and our lessons learned in 2021 going into 2022. And we could get you on the right path by giving you some winners going into 2022. Start the year right with a 2022 New Year's parlay.
Jeez.
And let's start it off. Let's get into the action. I want to go to set off the new year? Because I'm trying to set off the new year with a dub. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to set off a dub. My first bet of 2022, if it starts with a green, It's going to be a green year. Not for my stocks, but hopefully for the betting.
February around the corner, you know. The Red Sea coming.
Shit. A lot of selling going on.
Holy, bro.
Okay, but I'm going to go to the streets of football for my New Year's parlay of 2022. Let me see. Let me look at these lines. Kansas City Chiefs at the Bengals. Chiefs favored by 5. I don't know. I think I'm going to stay away from that one. Rams at Baltimore. Rams favored 4.5. Oof. Interesting. I like, is Lamar back? I don't know.
Nope. He's not back, actually. You're talking about two games that I have on my ticket, you know.
Oh, right now?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well, are you ready then?
Well, you were just saying, so I wasn't going to cut you off, but I know what I'm doing for this weekend.
Okay. So I'll just go into some games, I guess, the Sunday. Raiders at the Colts. The Colts are red hot, favored by 7 at home.
Is Carson playing?
Is Jonathan Taylor playing? That's all that matters.
Fuck. Who's resting?
Is resting? Eagles at Washington. Only Eagles favored by 3. Ah, that's interesting. I like the Eagles there. Tampa Bay. They're not losing any more games. They're 13.5. I mean, 13 favored in New York. Give me the Bucks. That's going to be the first ticket. I'm going to take the Bucks. I'm going to tease them down to win by a touchdown. So give me the Buccaneers to win by 6.5. So that's the first leg of my parlay. I'm also going to take... I'm going to take a dog here, fade the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are favored by 14.5.
Yep.
I'm not teasing them up like last time. I'm going to take the 14.5 with the Falcons.
I like that.
And finally, we're going to go 3 teams here. Should I do it? The Dallas Cowboys. Where's Arizona? In Dallas. I don't know if I should touch that one. That's a stay one, but that's a good game. We have some good games this week.
Chill, bro. Yes, we do.
I'm going to stay away with that one, and I'm going to go for – I'm going to take the Eagles 3. So teasing down the Buccaneers to 6.5. I'm also going to take the Falcons 14.5. And then finally, last but not least, I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles -3.
Mm.
And that is my 3-team parlay for the new year. Let's get right.
Nice. The three-teamer that I have, Lynch spoke. You actually touched every single game that I was going to pick.
Oh, that's crazy.
I have Bengals +5. I have Bengals +5.
Okay.
I have Rams -4.5 because Ravens secondary is dog water. The 4.5 is the steal. If you put 100 on it straight up,
that is very true.
Just take the 4.5. Don't even worry about no other game. Just put your house on it. Don't come back to me though if they lose, because I'm not liable for you.
I'm not your bookie.
I am not your bookie. And then my last game was going to be Cardinals +6 at Dallas.
Ooh.
Because they need to win to keep the division.
Yeah, but the Dallas defense, Kyler's going to be running for his life. No Hopkins.
I know.
Carson's on the other side of the ball.
I know.
Mr. Diggs.
Is Connor playing? Shit. I need to know for my fantasy.
Man, oh, man. Oh, congratulations. We forgot to touch on fantasy.
Oh, thank you.
There always one. There can only be one fantasy league. Our final matchup is none other than the Cash Out King.
Bang, bang.
Returning back to the finals, back-to-back finals. Can he do it this time?
I hope so.
Going up against...
I hope so.
Up against the Super Gremlin. I'm just happy to be here, a.k.a. Beat Bugs, a.k.a.
No, why you say appreciate y'all boys, bro? Is he rude?
Man, he joined the league. He's on the cash show. How do you mean?
He does appreciate us.
But yeah, that finals this week. Good luck to everyone in their fantasy finals. I have my fantasy finals as well.
Congratulations.
Of my football group. Hopefully that goes well and have my third place game. We'll see how that goes. So hopefully I can start the year off right with a fantasy championship and a third place win to cover my losses for the weekend. Losses for the fantasy year, my expenses covered.
yes, sir.
But so your three team, I like your three team. Yeah. Cards plus six, Bengals plus five.
Yep.
And Rams
minus 4.5.
Would you take that money line? Would you take Bengals money line?
Yeah, Bengals
money line. No. Cards money line and Rams money line.
I would take Rams money line, but not Cards or Bengals.
So you don't think Bengals could win that game?
I think Bengals will. I can't really see Chiefs losing.
Mm, okay.
Because it could be. It's going to be one of those 2-minute, 3-minute drives where they have to kick a field goal to win or some bullshit like that.
I see.
If Mahomes doesn't turn the ball over,
yeah,
they're not losing. Chiefs are very hard to beat.
Do you like the over? The total is 51.
Man, I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I can see that be a high scoring game. I can't
Joey out here is tossing the ball around. Okay? Right.
Exactly. Like the Bengals have no problem scoring. And my question is, like, yes, the Chiefs defense has been looking better.
Mm-hmm.
But like who have they played per se? Like, have they played anyone that's gonna threaten their defense really and truly?
And Bengals got weapons. They got receivers.
Exactly. Jesus. Like, they have four solid receivers that can all just take off down the field and score.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then they have Mixon in the backfield. So that's going to be a good game to watch, really and truly. I could see it being high scoring. I do like the over there, but I would take the points with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Five is a weird number. I'd like teasing them up.
I was thinking about teasing it.
To like 10 or something like that. 5 more points or 8.5 maybe, but we'll see how that goes. That's definitely an interesting game. And also that Cards Dallas game is also a big game. It could be a prequel as well, because who knows, they could match up again. If Dallas wins this game and the Cards lose, Cards will find themselves in a wild card position, right?
Yep.
So
it'll be very tough.
Very, very interesting there. And no other marquee games there. I also want to go to, I don't know if the soccer lines are out for this weekend. Oh, yeah, they are. They are.
You know me.
10-teamer right here.
Nah. It's a six-piece. Little six-piece.
Let's go. Let's have it.
Little six-piece. So, I'm taking Tottenham over Wolves.
Okay.
Brentford versus Aston Villa. Brentford is
Tottenham over Watford.
Of Watford, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Brentford is the underdog versus Aston Villa, so I'm taking plus one.
Okay.
Mm.
Everton, the underdog versus Brighton, so I'm taking them plus one as well.
Okay.
I don't think Alan St. Maximin plays, so I'm taking Southampton over Newcastle.
Okay.
Real Madrid over Getafe.
That's easy money. That's money in the bag.
And this is the crazy one. I don't know why I'm doing this one, but hey, man.
Here we go.
Rangers over Aberdeen.
Bro, you need help, okay?
Rangers over where can I find that?
Aberdeen, Scottish League, man.
What are you playing? Esports?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
Aberdeen.
Rangers first. Aberdeen, I think they're like the middle table.
Yeah, Rangers are gonna win that.
So Rangers should win that game. It might it could end in a draw, worst case scenario, but they should win the game.
You're not gonna take your Celtics over
the Glasgow?
Aberdeen?
No, I looked at that one, but I was like, I'm not taking that. I don't trust those guys.
What about Arsenal plus three?
I had Arsenal plus two on it. I was thinking plus two.
What's the value there at plus two?
Value at plus two. Give me a moment.
1.57.
Plus two? Yeah, 1.57. Yeah. I thought about it. Like, it's not. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's that great. I guess they really think we're not that good, I guess. But.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got to think. Like, that was closer to give me a 1.8, but they respect you. You're a top four team. So they got to give you your respect. They have to. I mean, maybe you take plus two tie.
Or if I'm taking, because I guess plus two could give you if they win. Mm-hmm. If I'm really think like, I could always take.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, yeah.
I could take the City minus one. City yeah. Win by at least one. At least like, by at least one. By two, right?
Two, yeah.
Same thing, kind
of. Unless you take the draw. So, I mean, but the value, you could do that. Like, you could take minus one draw, and that's 3.75, and that's saying City's going to win 1-0 or 2-1.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that's where the value is in that one. But I don't know. I feel like
I'm not gonna touch
early kickoff game.
I'm not going to watch it.
Just stay away.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. So, and I think it's hard to see. Like, we've been on a high. Now we're mm-hmm. a real good team. So
I know. It's your final year test. Because, like, you guys passed the test of, like, playing the bottom of the table or middle table and convincingly winning those games. Now you have to face a team like City. Now it's, like, back to reality. Like, how close or far off are we from being a top four or five team?
Exactly. It's going to be a test. We'll see, though.
But hopefully you guys ride our picks going into the New Year's. We'll try to get them posted if we are live New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. We'll try to get them out to you on the page so you can set off the 2022 New Year on a high similar to us. And that's all we have. You guys have anything else to say, I guess?
No, man. It's been a good ride, you know. It's been a good year.
Here's to many more, man. We're gonna have fun next year, man.
I can feel it, man. This was a learning process, of course. Just taking a deep dive in this betting, going in as beginners and just learning each and every day, each and every week, and talking to each other, trying to figure out different ways we can go about it. But it's been fun, you know.
Yeah.
The pod's been up for 6 months so far. It's been fun. Been a blast just kicking it, having conversation, talking about our winners and our losers. It's been a thrill, a roller coaster. And here's thank you to those who have been rocking with us through the new year, through this year, and hopefully continue to rock with us in the new year. And we'll try to get more content, more stuff, more information, more insight, more bets out there out for you guys to look at. And yeah, just keep looking out for it. Happy New Year's to everyone out there. And yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year to everyone. Stay safe. Stay blessed.
Yes, sir. Best of luck.
Hopefully hookah settings next time. Shit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, man.
Bring your own pipes, boss.
Lot, bro. Hey, cut. Might even have to edit that part out.
On that note, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Stay safe. Later. Drink safe. Hey, man. Be responsible.
And yes, sir. Safe.
Yeah. Oh, that's first of all. Most importantly, no 10 game parlays. That's just
no drinking and betting.
I mean,
all right, yo, catch y'all on the next side.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Later.
Of rejection. If you're with me, you're secure. Mm-hmm. You keep telling me that your time is always taken, but I keep seeing.
same me though.